Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Today, the Pathfinders, as you can see, are celebrating the accomplishments and honors they have received from hard work, dedication towards the Lord, themselves, others, and one another. Their works of service, being young stewards of God, is important. Amen?
Amen.
So this is what I will be speaking on today, youth and stewardship and service. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this Sabbath day you have set aside especially for us that we may honor and glorify your name. Lord, guide me today as I speak in your name, Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Today we celebrate the service and stewardship in our youth. Malachi 6:8 says, "And what does the Lord require of you?" Well, there is a lot of examples in the Bible that shows the spirit of youth in God's work. Let's take, for example, David and Goliath, maybe one of the best known stories in the Bible. When this story took place, David was probably only 17 years old. In the story, we see David as an obedient son, a brave soldier, and above all, a young man who fully trusted God. When David arrived, he could not believe how he heard the giant Goliath saying bad things against the name of God, of the God of Israel. David could not stand that someone would speak evil of the Lord, and he was surprised that the army of Israel wasn't doing anything about it. Now, you see, David goes to present himself before King Saul as someone who would fight Goliath one-on-one. Well, before now, we know that God gave David the strength earlier to fight bears and lions, but his love for God to stand up and fight Goliath just because he said horrible things about his God shows how honorable and loyal he was. David was a young man who trusted God to do great things.
Amen.
And what about Joseph? In Genesis 37, Joseph was also a young boy who was sold into slavery. By the end of the chapter, Joseph was serving in the house of Potiphar, a government official and military commander. Joseph served in the house of Potiphar and had been greatly trusted by his master. Joseph said he had been given stewardship. Now, when his wife flirted with Joseph, he wisely rebuffed her advances. And though he did what was right and wise, he was falsely accused of acting inappropriately with her. The result, he was thrown into prison. The story of Joseph is a good example that just because we do what is right, it does not mean that immediately we go to be praise for it. However, in the end, he was honored by God and justified in the sight of men for taking a stand to do right, even when it was not easy or pleasurable. I could go on about more youth in the Bible, such as Ruth, the little maid of Israel, and Queen Esther, to name a few. Like youth, even here in our church, should always remember our fellow youthful brethren in the Bible that helps remind us just how strong we are as young people standing up for the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, For the spirit, what God gives us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. Amen? Let me tell you a personal experience with you all. We, meaning myself and all the Pathfinders, went around the neighborhood in our proud Pathfinder uniforms, collecting donations for Oshkosh Camporee. That is approaching us soon. Well, we were doing great. Every one of us had our part to play. As we knocked on the doors, everything was going great. Well, we are now coming to the last house after we would be heading out with a job well done. So we knock on the lady's door again, the last house. We're all excited. We explain who we were, everyone playing their part. Now, mind you, most of us are young kids such as myself. Well, me being the youngest, still learning how to communicate and learn to speak openly for the word of God and learning how to tell about the Pathfinder stewardship and, of course, where we are trying to go. The lady asks us with a big smile on her face, "Okay, good, no problem," she replied. Now, where are you from again? We excitedly explained that we were from the Seventh-day Adventist Church off Major Drive, learning great things about God. What? She replied. "Get off my jam as in jelly porch," she said. "You jam as in jelly Christians," and many other ungodly words that rhymed with food. She began running around on her porch like a chicken with her head cut off and hands thrown in the air. Now that may seem funny today, but it was quite scary for us as youth, still learning communication skills among strangers, especially when everything seemed to be going perfect until the last house. But the devil is a lie. One Timothy 4:12 says, "Do not let anyone look down on you, because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and purity." Now, there were a lot of doors being knocked on that day. We were at the point where we had to show what, as 1 Timothy 4:12 says, be an example in speech, which she was not. In conduct, which she was not, and love, which she did not show, and of course, faith, which she did not possess, jelly jam Christians. And as I turned and I saw the looks on all the other Pathfinders with their eyeballs as big as mine, I could not believe it. But it is written in Scripture, Deuteronomy 31:6, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you." But as I turned, I heard the voices of my mom and aunt, which is Kiki and Tree Tree. Okay, ma'am, thank you. God bless you. We will be praying for you. Have a blessed day. Now, that made us all follow suit. We all began to say, "Have a blessed day." I think that cheered all the Pathfinders up. And we all gathered and closed with a prayer. My final thoughts. Regardless of your age, you are able to place your life in the hands of God and allow Him to work. God is doing and will do a great work in this world. He chooses to use people of all ages to accomplish His purposes. How wonderful it would be to allow Him to use us, youth, to accomplish great things for Him. Happy Sabbath to our young youth and church. Amen and amen.